We're joined this morning by Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, County Executive, this interview was actually scheduled in advance, but it turns out that there's some lake effect snow in our forecast, a winter weather advisory for Buffalo for tomorrow. I'm kind of curious, once you start hearing a forecast say lake effect snow, how does that just change your thought process?
Well, we start gearing up in late October for old man winter. We start moving equipment around, taking the trucks that have been used for fixing roads and turning them into snowplows. And we need to remind everybody that old man winter's here. We wait and hope it doesn't come until late November and early December. But as we know, it can start snowing in October. So in some ways, we're a little lucky this year. We didn't get any snow in October. But it's going to be here. And we just remind everybody to act appropriately, drive appropriately, and be prepared for whatever old man winter can throw at us.
All that being stated, I'm interested in how you go about budgeting for this weather, because you don't really know what's going to happen. And obviously, overtime's a big part of the situation here. How much overtime do you budget for the winter?
Well, it's not so much also overtime. We do a complete changing of our schedules. Normally, during spring, summer, and fall, we have staff that works in the Department of Public Works on a Monday through Friday, starting at 7 o'clock in the morning and usually till later in the afternoon. But of course, we can't do that during the winter, because if it snows during the night, we have to clean the roads with the plows. So we start moving and changing around schedules so that people start working the overnight hours. Overtime is, of course, a factor, but by moving people around, we're able to reduce overtime by having people at the midnight to 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock hours actually just be on straight regular time. The other thing that we have to do is figure out how many pieces of equipment we think we'll need. Hmm. So we have to do an estimate of what equipment we have. Is there any that we're worried is going to break down, and try to replace that? So during my administration for the last few years, each year we've been buying 5 brand new snowplows, which can also be used as dump trucks during the summer months. These are not inexpensive. The average cost of one of these plows is approximately $450,000. Wow. So it's not like you can go out there and just buy one at your local car dealership. You have to order them beforehand, make certain that they have the appropriate equipment with them to handle the winter season, because a dump truck that you could use in Florida is not a dump truck that you could use in the Buffalo area during winter.
And obviously, cost information very much on your mind. Also, what about the weather information? Kind of back to the initial thought there, the lake effect snow in the forecast here. How about from your perspective when it comes to weather information? Talk a little bit about your personal process, and then perhaps maybe how that works down through the chain in the county.
Well, we have a very good relationship with the National Weather Service out of Buffalo, and they actually will provide this information before they release it to the public. So if it appears that a bad storm or a situation is arriving, we will generally know beforehand so we can be prepared before it is officially released. And then our goal is to share it with all the appropriate departments in county government, partners that we have, and then once it's officially released to the public, to remind the public that here's what's coming, here's what we expect you to do. And even if it's not a major storm, we hope the public also acts appropriately by understanding that winter is not the same as summer. So your vehicle should have an emergency kit in it, should have a blanket in it just in case you get stuck along the side of the road. You shouldn't be driving 75 miles an hour on a road if it's snowing and it's slushy, because you can easily go off the side of the road. And usually we see a lot of accidents in the first few snowfalls as people forget how to drive in the winter and have to remind themselves. And we also remind people to ensure that they are properly prepared at home by having prescription drugs for at least 10 days available, having the other supplies that you want around your house, like food, drinking water, other types of necessities like toilet paper, because if you get stuck in your house for 10 days, you want to make certain you have all of that those necessities. So we just remind everybody to remember, winter is coming, and when winter is coming, we can get bad storms, and a bad storm might mean you get stuck in your house for a week. So if you're stuck in your house for a week, do you have the necessities you will need to survive in your home for a week?
County Executive Poloncarz, appreciate the thoughts this morning and your time as well. Thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure, Jay.
Have a good day, sir. Bye-bye.
You too. Take care.